In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the life of Saint Faustina Kowalska, we can say that her mission was to write, speak, encourage, implore and propagate by all possible means the mercy of God, especially for sinners. And this, because God's love is greater than all our sins. You must have confidence in His power and mercy. Let us not allow ourselves to be discouraged or tempted that we are too sinful to be forgiven by God. What can hurt the most merciful heart of Jesus is despair. Therefore, we must never doubt His forgiveness, His love, or His mercy. He always, as a good Father, is waiting for us like prodigal children, ready to forgive us, because we have cost Him His divine blood shed on the cross. And He doesn't want any of His children to be condemned no matter how sinful they were. Let us take seriously His promises for those who pray the Chaplet of Mercy, especially during the Novena for the Feast of Mercy, or for those who pray for sinners at 3 in the afternoon, which is the hour of mercy, because it is the hour in which Jesus died. Jesus always waits for us with love in the sacrament of confession to forgive us, and in the Eucharist to be able to fill us with His love. Let us take advantage of these sacraments that He puts at our disposal and let us be grateful for our Catholic faith and for the many blessings that He has given us throughout our lives. Suffering is a treasure that God places in our hands in order to sanctify ourselves and save souls. When suffering is accepted and offered with love, there are immense blessings for oneself and for others. Someone has said that love has roots in the shape of a cross. Jesus accepted the cross to save us, and if we accept it from His hands, we will get a treasure for eternal life. Sister Zylek declared in the process of beatification. One day feeling bad, I went to the doctor, but he did not send me any medicine. It seemed to me that he believed that I was not ill. After the consultation I went to work with tears in my eyes and I said to the servant of God. They take me to the doctor. But I do not receive medicine, and therefore, no improvement, and she replied. Console yourself, my dear, because they gave me medicine for 3 years for a nervous disease, when in fact I was sick in the lungs. You have to know how to bear it and offer it to Christ. Saint Faustina Kowalska says, suffering is the greatest treasure on earth, it purifies the soul. In suffering we know who our true friend is. True love is measured by the thermometer of suffering. If the suffering soul knew how much God loves it, she would die of joy and excess of happiness. One day we will know the value of suffering, but then we will no longer be able to suffer. The present moment is ours. Today, February 20, 1938, the Lord told me, I need your sufferings to save souls. In a soul that suffers, we must see Jesus crucified and not a parasite and a burden for the community. A suffering soul, submissive to the will of God, attracts more divine blessings to the convent than all the working souls. Poor is the house where there are no sick sisters. Sometimes God grants many and great graces in consideration of the souls that suffer and removes many punishments only in attention to those souls. O my Jesus, when will we look to souls for higher motives? When will our judgments be credible? You offer us the opportunity to exercise ourselves in works of mercy and we exercise ourselves in judgments. To know if the love of God flourishes in a religious house, one must ask how they treat the sick. Disabled and unskilled, the last 2 days of the carnival increased my physical suffering. I united more closely with the suffering Savior, asking Him for mercy for the whole world, unbridled in its wickedness. Throughout the day I felt the pain of the crown of thorns. When I lay down I couldn't rest my head on the pillow. However, at 10 o'clock, the pain stopped and I fell asleep, but the next day I felt exhausted. In these last 2 days of carnival I have known an enormous amount of sorrows and sins. In an instant the Lord made me know the sins committed these days in the whole world. I have fainted with horror, and despite knowing the whole abyss of divine mercy, I have been surprised that God allows humanity to exist. and the Lord told me who sustains the existence of humanity. They are the chosen souls. When the number of the chosen ends, the world will cease to exist. During these 2 days I received Holy Communion as an act of reparation, and I said to the Lord Jesus, O Jesus, today I offer everything for sinners. May the blows of your justice befall me, and the sea of mercy reach the poor sinners. And the Lord heard my prayer. Many souls returned to the Lord while I was dying under the weight of God's justice. I felt that I was the target of the wrath of the Most High. At night my suffering reached a state of inner abandonment so great, that the moans came out of my chest without wanting them to. Suddenly I saw the Lord who hugged me to his heart and told me, My daughter, do not cry, because I cannot bear your tears. I'll give you everything you ask for, but stop crying. And I was filled with great joy and my spirit, as always, was immersed in him as in his only treasure. One day Jesus told me that he was going to punish a city, which is the most beautiful in our country. The punishment was to be equal to that with which God punished Sodom and Gomorrah. I saw the great wrath of God and a chill went through my heart. I begged silently. A moment later Jesus said to me, My child, during the sacrifice of Mass, join me closely and offer my blood and my wounds to the Heavenly Father as a propitiation for the sins of this city. Repeat this uninterruptedly throughout the Holy Mass. Do it for 7 days. On the seventh day I saw Jesus in a clear cloud and I began to ask Jesus to look at that city and our entire country. Jesus looked at it kindly. Seeing the benevolence of Jesus I began to beg him for the blessing. Suddenly, Jesus said, For you I bless the entire country, and with his hand he made a great sign of the cross over our homeland. Seeing the goodness of God, great joy filled my soul. One morning, during meditation, I felt a painful thorn on the left side of my head. The pain lasted the whole day. I continually thought about how Jesus had managed to bear the pain of so many thorns that are in his crown. I united my sufferings to the sufferings of Jesus and offered them for sinners. At 4 o'clock, coming to worship, I saw one of our students terribly offending God with impure sins of thought. I also saw a certain person because of whom she sinned. A fear crossed my soul and I asked God, through the pains of Jesus, to deign to bring her out of this horrible misery. Jesus replied that he would grant her grace not because of her, but because of my prayer. Then I understood how much we should pray for sinners and especially for our students. Once I was burdened with a dreadful temptation that plagued one of our students in the Warsaw house. It was the temptation of taking their own life. I suffered for 7 days, and after 7 days, Jesus granted grace and then my suffering ended. It is a great suffering. I am often burdened with torments by our female students. Jesus allows me, and so do the confessors. On September 16, 1937, I ardently wanted to do the holy hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. However, God's will was different. At 8 o'clock I experienced such violent pains that I had to go to bed immediately. I have been contorting myself from these pains for 3 hours, that is, until 11 at night. No medicine relieved me what I drank, I vomited. There were moments when the pains left me unconscious. Jesus let me know that in this way I have taken part in his agony in the garden and that he himself had allowed these sufferings in reparation to God for the children killed in the womb of bad mothers. These pains have happened to me 3 times already. They always begin at 8 o'clock. They last until 11 o'clock at night. No medicine can alleviate these sufferings. When 11 o'clock approaches, they disappear on their own and then I fall asleep. The next day I feel very weak. The first time that happened to me in the sanitarium, doctors were unable to diagnose it. Neither the injection nor any other medicine could relieve me and I myself did not understand what kind of sufferings they were. I told the doctor that I had never had such pain in my life. The doctor stated that he did not know what pains they were. Now I do understand what the pain is, because the Lord let me know. However, thinking that perhaps one day I will suffer like this again, it gives me chills. But I do not know if in the future I will suffer again in a similar way. I leave it to God. Whatever God is pleased to send me, I will receive everything with submission and love. Hopefully with these sufferings I can save at least one person from murder. This morning, after having done my spiritual exercises, I immediately began to do hook work. I felt the silence in my heart and that Jesus rested in it. This deep and sweet knowledge of the presence of God prompted me to say to the Lord, Holy Trinity that lives in my heart, I beg you, give the grace of conversion to so many souls as how many stitches I will make today with this hook. Suddenly I heard these words in my soul. My daughter, your requests are too great. Jesus, it is easier for you to give a lot than a little. It is true, it is easier for me to give a lot to the soul than a little, but each conversion of a sinful soul requires sacrifice. And for that, Jesus, I offer you this sincere work of mine. This sacrifice does not seem too small to me for such a large number of souls. For 30 years you saved souls with manual work, and since holy obedience forbids me penances and great mortifications. That is why I beg you to accept those little things with the seal of obedience as great things. Then I heard the voice in my soul, My daughter, I attend to your request. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.